So we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. So today, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Chapter 1, and text number will be 10. This chapter is the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone, because in sixth canto, end of the sixth canto, Sukadeva Goswami, he himself, he explained the Lord is supporting to devatas. So this chapter, Lord is supporting devatas to kill asuras. So this seventh canto, the science of God, you have to understand properly about God, scientific way. It is not like mentally, or it is not like mythology, or mentally, or what I understood, what I according to my intelligence, I can understand. No, he'll be more confused. If you are trying to understand God, you're without following properly through Shastra or through Acharyas, he'll be more confused about God. So Diti was asking, How Lord is equal? He's supporting one party, he's trying to kill one party. Then what is the difference from normal people? Normal living entities, what is the difference? But everybody is worshipping Supreme Lord. Every living entity. He is the Supreme. See, what type of supremacy is? He's supporting somebody, he's killing some parties, some other. So, that is the question. That same question, Parikshit Maharaj now is asking to Sukadeva Goswami, what type of, according to Shastra, is equal to everybody? He's the sustainer, maintainer. In material world, there is jealousy, kama, krodha, but he don't have anything. He is atma kama. He satisfies himself. No need other things to make happy to him. He himself is a sat chit ananda vigraha. He is ananda. So that doubt, now continue this chapter, is Lord is equal to everybody. Parikshit Maharaj, what you are thinking, it is not. Due to their own tendency, that living entities also, Sat Chit Ananda is a part and parcel of Sat Chit Ananda. But why we are Achit, Asat, and Nirananda, always unhappiness? Unhappiness. There was a. We are also part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Of course, it is very minute for. But why we are. He's supposed to be always happy. He's supposed to be always sat, eternal. But not. How it is? Why they are bounding? And how it is? It is Lord. It is. Who is the culprit for that? Who is the culprit for that? So that is the. This whole chapter is dedicating for. To convince Parikshit Maharaj. No. Lord is equal to everybody. So, here, Jadasya Sikshu Pura Atmana Paro Raja Sijatyesa Prithak Somayaya Svatvam Vichitrasu Aring Surishara Saishya Mayayastam Iratyasho Jadasya Sikshu Pura Atmana Paro Raja Srijatyesa Prithaksha Mayaya Satyam Vichitrasu Arinsa Surishwara Saishya Manastam Irayate Sau Yes. Somebody? Matajis. Translate, word to word meaning. Jada, when Srishikshu, desiring to create Puraha, material bodies, Atmana, for the living entities, Paraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Raja, the mode of fashion, Srijati, manifested, Esa, he, Prithak, separately, Swamayaya, by his own creative energy, Swatam, the mode of goodness, Vichitrasu, in the various type of bodies, Rijamsu, desiring to act, Ishwaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Saishyamanaha, being about the concludes, Tamaha, the mode of ignorance, Irayati, the cause of rise, Aso, the Supreme. Translation. You see, Jada, when Lord created equally for every living entities, Raja, Tama, Sattva. Equally, when first he creates. But now here, the Srishikshu, Puraha. Puraha means where we are living, where living entities are living, that is called Pura, Purandara, or Jagannath is living, Jagannath Pur, or Puri, Lord is living there. So, that is Puraha. So, yeah, Atmana, Atmana, Atma. So, very clearly it is, Atma is different. Pura or place of Atma is different. This is not my, this is I. We know that. So here, translation, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates different type of bodies, offering a particular body to each living entity, according to his character and fruitive action. That is, according to his character and fruitive action. Because living entity cannot create anything, because it is, our body cannot create anything. Body, because due to material, it is matter. Matter cannot create anything. So he is the Supreme Creator. Supreme Creator. Material things cannot create anything. That sometimes looks like this is molding, brass, molded. But it is or iron, or this wood, it is abnormal. Normal position is big tree or something. That is normal position. Some other living entity created from that tree, adding something. That is the creator. That is the like secondary creator, but actual creator is Supreme Lord. He cannot create anything. And how he is created, how he is, according to living entities' desire and according to his character. But unfortunately, many people, they are blaming Krishna, Supreme Creator. They are blaming. So, but therefore, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates different type of bodies equally, qualities according to their qualities and material nature, particular body to each living entity according to his character and fruitive action. The Lord revives all the qualities of the material nature, sattaguna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. When as the super soul, he enters each body and influence the qualities of creation. Yes, creation. Maintenance and annihilation. Using sattaguna for maintenance, rajaguna for creation, and tamaguna for annihilation. This is the translation. Now purport. Prabhupada is explaining. Although material nature is conducted by the three qualities, material nature is conducted by three qualities, sattaguna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. Nature is not independent. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu na nena khonteya jagat viparivartate. The material nature is working under my direction. Like maid servant or servant, you are hiring them. You are taking job, but you are controller or you are the boss. Servant or maid servant, you are taking job. You are not under that servant or maid servant. They are doing everything, but you are boss. So like that, here, producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Why? Or why they're under very much rajaguna or tamaguna? Who is the responsibility for that? Living entities. Living entities, when they are having stupid desire to enjoy or to enjoy that tendency. Is he aham param bhokta? He's telling, I am the param bhokta, not you. But unfortunately, when they're having to that, due to that type of desire to enjoyment, I am param bhokta, I am bhokta, that time, the rajaguna, or tamaguna, or sattaguna. Therefore, Prabhupada told that rajaguna is very prominent in this material world. Like rajaguna. Rajaguna is very high, top. Without rajaguna, you cannot create anything. Without rajaguna, like some ladies, some mataji, they are cooking, or somebody is making building, big building. Without rajaguna, you cannot do anything. That is not sattaguna job. But that rajaguna, therefore it is middle. And first he created rajaguna. according to their nature, their desire, not his desire. He is Supreme Father, aham bija pradapida, I am the seed-giving father, how he will punish us? He don't want to punish us, but we want to. Who you want? Now it is cold season, correct? Cold. And if you are cold, some blanket or by mistake, if you are hugging one bear, that animal, bear, bear. You say, blanket, very nice. Then when you understood why it is bear, then you will run, you will leave that bear. But bear will not leave you. He'll run behind you. So like that, you are angry. This is very fish. This is enjoyment. Not this is for happiness. But not. This is Maya Devi. This is. Therefore, he created, why is punishing us? Because due to our stupid desire. You are not enjoyers. I am enjoyers. You will enjoy it by serving me. I am supreme enjoyer, you enjoyed. But I am supreme enjoyer, not you. So like that, this beer, like if you are holding, hugging like that, very cold, very nice, it is very comfortable, but not. You are inviting your distress. You are inviting, not, you should not blame anybody. You are the responsibility for that. Therefore, when this is our situation, Therefore, the living entity is also part and parcel. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is very clearly mentioned, only two energy, external energy and internal energy. But according to Bhagavatam and this, that, another energy, marginal energy. Why it is marginal? We are the part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Why it is marginal? Therefore, that due to our that stupid desire, you can go this side or that side. Therefore, marginal energy. Actually, is you are part and parcel of Krishna. Or it is we are the under the eternal energy, not external energy. But now we are captured by external energy very strongly due to our own that enjoyment tendency. I am bhokta. Unlimited time. Krishna is telling, sarva dharman parityajyam mam ekam. But we are depending more in our stupid mind, cheater mind. And to whom I am cheating? Yes. You cannot cheat anybody. Finally, you are cheating yourself. You cannot cheat anybody. So, therefore, here, annihilation again and again. Why? My question was why? Why he is giving this type of punishment or this type of distress or suffering? If you will not get punishment, that is the medicine. If I am stupid, then I have to get punishment. And that is the medicine. Otherwise, there is no medicine to correct myself. There is no medicine to correct myself. There will be even government also maintaining jail. And every country, everywhere, this is the to correct themselves. Other than punishment, there is you cannot correct. Therefore, this 14 planetary system, this Chauda Bhuvana, 14 planetary system, this is the, that is, this 14 planetary system under the class of Maya Devi. from America, people are coming to India or Germany or somewhere. From India they go to America, Germany. For what? For what? For happiness only. For happiness. But he cannot go out of this out of this 14 planetary system. If you want to enjoy, if you are enjoying tendency due to our there, from here to America, America to India, Germany to Australia, Australia to Germany, for happiness. But he cannot go out of this 14 planetary system under the clutch of Mayadevi, unless if you are my dear Lord, you are my supreme boss, I am your servant. Unless. And that living entity is enjoying more. It is then living entity is enjoying more than even Lord. Yeah, it is mentioned more than even Lord. And when Lord, he saw that, oh, my devotees are very enjoyed, then Lord is enjoying more than devotee. And Lord is enjoying more than devotee, then devotees are more happy than Lord. So like this, it is competition. But living entities want to suffer. He is not punishing us, but we want that type of punishment. It is not like Mayadevi is punishing us. We are very strongly holding Mayadevi. Very strongly. So therefore, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is told how it is, why it is, living entity is there. He's a part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Mahaprabhu also was asking to Haridas, how living entity is suffering? Haridas, can you tell me how they'll go out of this clutch of Mayadevi? Haridas. Then Haridas Thakur is explaining about every matter or spiritual, everything. Like this is Karta. The name is Karta. The form is Karta, form. Then Guna is like, this is Guna. Then Karma, activity. So, unfortunately, they are, due to their own ajnana. Jiver Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. If you will forget that ajnana is now it is cold season, foggy. Morning is foggy. See, and foggy is sometimes very thick. You cannot see yourself, even you cannot see proper path also, how to go. That is called kujhatika. Kujhatika in Sanskrit, it is in English, it is called foggy. That is ajnana. Ajnana means actual knowledge is Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. That is actual jnana. Prabhupada, whole over the world, he conquered because only one Vrindavan lecturer, he was telling, very strongly he was telling. He's not ISKCON follower, he's like that type of plus minus something. And he told in the publicly, big, so many, at least 10,000 people in front of. ISKCON is the Swamiji, Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he conquered all over the world. Only one sentence, I am not this body. I am actually not this body, I am Atma. Only one sentence. Very strongly he told. So that is the Maya Dhakshana Prakriti. Maya Dhakshana Prakriti, external energy. And external energy, how is acting? Due to this Triguna. Sattva, Raja, Tama. But three guna. This also material. This also material. So here, this Raja guna is very high. And that Raja guna, if you are using for Lord's pleasure, Lord's service, then although it is Raja guna, then you will be Sattva, Sattva-guna. You'll have Sattva guna. And that Raja guna, if you are using your desire for tendency, that enjoyment tendency, then from there you'll fall down Tama. Tamaguna. And if you are using, even although you are Tamaguna, but that Tamaguna also, if you are using for His pleasure, then gradually Sattva, he'll be Sattva. But problem is that in that aim, that is big block. All the devotees also. And that situation, it is big block. Oh, Sattva Guna. Here nobody is using without offering some karmi food or something. We are not. We are chanting. We are taking every day prasadam. We are reading, hearing every day Bhagavatam. Swatik. Tilak. Nice. Fresh cloth. Swatik. That platform we came. That platform. But that Swatik also Triguna in this material nature. Prabhupada told in the Bhagavad Gita, I think 8th chapter, you see, even devotees also hang up that point. That point. So we have to cross that Sattva Guna, become pure goodness. And pure goodness is Jivar Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. I am your servant, you are my Supreme Lord. You are my Lord. That is the Shuddha Sattva stage. Other is Sattva stage. We are, many devotees are Sattva stage. And that Sattva stage also are then Sattva, Raja, Tama. Sometimes same person, Tama is very high, Raja is little down, or Sattva is little. Sometimes Raja is very high, Tama and Sattva is. Therefore, 3 into 3 is equal to 9. Plus, nobody can claim I am pure Sattvic. No. No. Pure Sattvic. Because our desire, due to our desire, actually we are pure Sattvic. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. But due to our desire, sometimes, Tama, Raja. So, 3 into 3, into, again, 9, again into 9. So, 81. And that 81, and that is Krishna is telling, Mama Maya Durataya. That is Mama Maya Durataya. Practically impossible. But, Mame Vaje Prapadante. We are surrendering. Like suppose we are surrendering, some devotee is surrendering 50%, some devotee is 10%. You'll save yourself from 10%, the safari from that, but 90%? You're thinking, aye. So how, who will take responsibility for that? So therefore, Krishna, material world, therefore he created. And why he suffer? Why is giving us this suffering? If he will not give this suffering, we will not rectify. We are so stupid, we will not rectify ourselves. We will not rectify. Therefore, it is good for living entity. He is giving suffering or Triguna. He created this Triguna for rectify to the living entities. There is no need. Beginning he given equally. But if somebody want to enjoy tendency, that if somebody want to go down, that is okay. It is not my responsibility, but you are the. So here, yeah, Tamaguna. Either chattaguna, rajaguna, or tamaguna is prominent. The body is produced by material and nature according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to all the living entity. But what I can do, you are desiring. You want to become boss, or you want to this, that. So like that, and it is, yeah. But Lord is so wonderful, so merciful. Lord is so wonderful, merciful, but still He appears as a archavigraha. He appears in the form of holy name. He is desiring, through devotees, He is fulfilling His own desire through pure devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada told, no, I am not. He is doing everything, just I am. I am nothing. He is. Lord is eating through pure Vaishnava. Lord is talking through pure Vaishnava. Lord is acting through pure Vaishnava. But due to our, this mainly two, that Ajnana, like foggy, you cannot see who I am, how to go, which direction I should go. And that fog, they are foggy. When sun come, then no more foggy. You saw that? And that same fog, it has become cloud. It has become cloud. And that due to cloud, foggy is immediately in front of you. That cloud also is, the cloud is covering sun, or sun is covered by cloud? Sun is covered by cloud, or cloud is covering sun? Sun, this cloud cannot cover sun. Cannot go nearby, or it will be, cannot go. But that cloud is covering our tiny eyes, and they think, oh, sun is covered by cloud. But no, that is that type of living entity. First is Ajnana, totally this foggy, and that same foggy become little subtle or go up. That time become a cloud. And that cloud also, this living entities, living entity due to cloud, it cannot see. Therefore, the sun, Krishna Surya Samaha, Maya Hai Andhakar, the like here, light, this is light. Suddenly, dark. There is light, or dark, or suppose this room is dark. It was morning, night was dark. Then somebody put switch on, become light. That light become dark, or dark become just run away. Light is become dark, or run away. That dark is just cannot be there. Therefore, this Maya is not existing here. The same Yoga Maya, she is acting as Mahamaya, because you want to enjoy. There is dark is not existing. The absence of light is dark. There is sun. Sun is Surya Sama, Krishna. Krishna is like sun. So where is Krishna actually living? that I was thinking, so happy life, Krishna consciousness life is so happy. No problem. Although we are in this age of Kali, but if you are just forgetting Krishna, or you are thinking I am boss, then all the problem is inviting. You are in distress. Otherwise, living entity is the Sachidananda Vigraha. Why you are suffering? Very happy life. But if you are complicated, then this life is very, very complicated. It is not so easy. But if you are simply honest, or he is my Lord, I am a servant, then no problem. Therefore, people are, they are inviting their devotee, even devotee also, Sattaguna, but that they are not coming, that pure, become pure Shuddha Sattva, or you are my Lord. And that is the eternal position. That is the living entity's eternal position. It cannot make happy yourself with matter. Your thinking is matter, your activity is matter, this is matter. How you are accepting, how you are thinking, I'll get spiritual result. If you are using this material body, or thinking also material matter, or this, that, how you are thinking, I'll go to pure, my result will be pure spiritual. How? It is not. So therefore, although this body is matter, without matter you cannot cross. Without boat you cannot cross other side. Without matter. Therefore this, although it is matter, when you are using for Krishna service, then matter also becomes spiritual. Matter also becomes spiritual. Therefore, everything, there is some purpose. There is some purpose. There is name, there is form, there is activity, there is guna, quality. Therefore, just like if you are chanting nicely, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hari, 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 then automatically one point you want to see how it is. Hari. Automatically you want to, then that time if you are sincerely, if you are chanting Hari Hari or Krishna, this Krishna, Krishna's name, then automatically Hari or Krishna will appear in the devotee's heart. That is the rupa. That is the form. That is the form. And then guna. Then guna. What is, like suppose this flower, oh, tea rose. Then one day you like to see that how it is tea rose. No? And this is rupa. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Lord is so wonderful. Then guna. Quality. What is quality? Wow, so wonderful. That is guna. This flower's quality. And then karma or lila. What is this lila? This is panchabhuta. This also panchabhuta, made of panchabhuta. Five material elements. This also, it cannot protect. This body, so-called I, you cannot protect yourself. This you cannot protect. Put deep freeze or something, nothing. You cannot, one day it will create some germ. It will destroy or rot. Then, and like that, guna. Then lila. What is lila? This flower lila is when it is offered to Lords for his enjoyment. That is his karma. this flower created for his pleasure. His pleasure. That, therefore we ask that ultimately go to our original home, lotus feet of Gopinath. That is the living world, although it is matter, through this matter we can cross. We can cross. Otherwise, this is the Leela. Every living entity, there is some purpose. Everything, there is some purpose. There is name, there is form, there is quality, there is final aim, final goal. That is the... And that cloud, when it's covering our eyes, that time I cannot see pure sun. So due to our anarthas, if somebody is having strong anarthas, that is anartha, it is like cloud. It cannot see. And kujjatika, ajnana. That due to ajnana, because all the anarthas is coming due to ajnana. So therefore, first is ajnana, this like foggy. You cannot see yourself. Jivar Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das, if you are doing a, if you are a jnani, then it will carry on. And ajnana, then it is anarthas. Due to anartha, why it is come? Because due to ajnana. Then same, it is subtle form. Cloud is subtle form of this fog. So, but it can destroy. And see that if somebody is not chanting properly, some happiness they are getting. But if you are not intuitively, if you are not chanting properly, then it is like nama abhasa. Abhasa. It is like 5 o'clock sun and 12 o'clock sun. The sun is sun. But it is, one is mature, one is unmature. Abhasa means like here, sun is coming, here, glass of water. That some sun rays is falling on the glass of water. Then from that glass is some light is going somewhere. Some light is coming, but it is not that bright light. It is not that bright light. So therefore, here, that very careful about guna. People are thinking now, just see, we are devotees here. We saw that cook is cooking for equally for salt, chili, equally for all the devotees who are taking prasad. But some devotee, they take little salt. Hey, there is not enough salt. Some devotee is biting on chili. Hey, it's not enough chili. You see how guna is working? Some devotee, same, our brahmachari building, so many brahmacharis are so many devotees. Some devotee is folding like that, they're drying cloth, then folding like that and dumping. Some devotee is folding so nicely and they're keeping. How guna is working? And due to that guna, satya guna, raja guna, you will act like that according to your choice. According to your choice. Therefore, Krishna is equal to everybody, but we are acting according to this guna. It's according to guna. Okay, now time. Any question? Anything? जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ बॉडीज़.